Lecture topic, kindness tool.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك، فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر، فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله، إن الله يحب المتوكلين. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء، فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتلة، وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبحة، وليحد أحدكم شفرته وليرح ذبيحته، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, you and I are living in a time where much has been said about the rights of women and the rights of children and the rights of animals, yet little has been done. That is why we hear of so much woman abuse and child abuse. And at the same time, Islam has been portrayed as a very harsh religion, especially the aspects of death penalty, jihad, etc. The ayat-e kareema that I have recited before you, while you and I know every quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was outstanding, was overwhelming and was salient. However, Allah makes reference in this ayat-e kareema that there was one quality which was so unique, which was responsible for attracting the sahaba towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence Allah goes on to say, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. O Nabi of Allah, it was through the mercy of Allah that you dealt gently with your sahaba. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And if you had to be stern and harsh in your approach, they would have dispersed and they would have not gathered around you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. So forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And seek forgiveness on their behalf. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And consult them in your matters. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, anything to which the element and the quality of kindness is added, it will enhance its beauty. And anything from which kindness is snatched, it will make it defective. Al-mu'minu ma'lafun. The believer is an abode of compassion. The believer is an abode of sympathy. Wala khayra fi man la ya'lifu wala yu'laf. And there's no good in the one that doesn't show kindness, nor to whom kindness is shown. Allah speaks about the quality of the sahaba. Ruhama'u baynahum. They were kind among themselves. ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة. The believers are those who mutually encourage patience and who mutually encourage sympathy and compassion. Nabi alayhi salam said, من أعطي حظه من الرفق فقد أعطي حظه من الخير. That person who has been blessed with the element of kindness, gentleness, tenderness, mildness has been granted and favored with a great share of good. And that person who has been deprived of the element of kindness and softness in his approach, in his interaction, in his socializing, in every aspect of his life, then Nabi alayhi salam says he has been deprived of a great amount of good. The hadith that I have quoted before you, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has ordained kindness in every aspect of life. To such an extent, even that form of interaction, which at times the nature of which is aggressive, the nature of which at times is ferocious, the likes of battle, even here there are certain pertinent advice of kindness. What is it? فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ. O my sahaba in battlefield, brothers, while speaking about this aspect that Islam has been portrayed as a harsh religion, at the same time Islam has been portrayed that it is intolerant. Islam is an intolerant culture to other ways of life, to other beliefs. This is totally absurd. This is totally incorrect. I will tell you why in the light of this hadith. فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ. Whenever jihad took place, whenever any battle was fought, the Quran says, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Permission was granted to wage war as a defensive measure. Jihad was not given to initiate. Islam doesn't believe in killing people. Islam is not bloodthirsty. This is what the West is portraying of Islam, but rather as a defensive measure. And in the midst of battle also, there are certain pertinent principles that would illustrate and manifest the element of kindness. The likes of the Nabi of Allah said, do not kill a woman, do not kill a child, do not cut any flowering tree. When you kill any person, don't mutilate his body. مَنْ مَثَّلَ بِذِي رُوحٍ. He who mutilates the body of any human, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبْ, and then doesn't repent, مَثَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will mutilate his body on the day of Qiyamah. So mutilating is totally forbidden. فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ. When you're fighting in the battle, smite the enemy on your neck. Let him die. When Nabi alayhi salam says, when you kill, kill well. In fact, in one riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Ba'athana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ba'athin. The Nabi of Allah had sent us in one campaign. And then he had given us directives. فَإِنْ وَجَدْتُمْ فُلَانًا وَفُلَانًا لِرَجُلَيْنِ مِنْ قُرَيْشٍ سَمَّاهُمَا فَحْرِقُوهُمَا بِالنَّارِ. If you find so and so kafir, when you get hold of him, then burn them. Burn both of them. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, we took the directives of Nabi alayhi salam. When we were about to leave, the Nabi of Allah said, wait, I had initially told you to burn the man, but then I realized that really it is not becoming of any believer to punish someone with the torment of Allah. So if you see them, kill them, but do not burn anyone. فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ. When you kill, kill well. وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. And when you slaughter, slaughter well also. وَلْيُحِدَّ أَحَدُكُمْ شَفْرَتَهُ. Sharpen your knife and comfort your animal. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam has taught us much regarding kindness towards animals. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي هَذِهِ الْبَهَائِمَ الْمُعْجَمَةِ. While Islam disapproves keeping a dog as a pet, Islam not for a moment advocates cruelty to dogs. Let us have our facts correct. While Islam disapproves of keeping a dog as a pet, Islam does not advocate. In fact, we have narrations where immoral, unchaste women were pardoned because of kindness to one dog. اتقوا الله في هذه البهائم المعجمة. Fear Allah in these dumb animals. عذبت امرأة في هرة. In Bukhari, the hadith is there, the Nabi of Allah says, one woman was punished because of a cruel treatment towards one cat. سجنتها. She trapped the innocent animal. حتى ماتت, until this animal died. فدخلت فيها النار, because of which she had to go to Jahannam. She did not leave this animal to eat herself. تأكل من خشاش الأرض. Nor did she feed this animal in any way, because of which she had to go to Jahannam. Sahaba says, we were traveling with Nabi alayhi salam. We came to a place. فَانْتَلَقَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم لِحَاجَتِهِ. The Nabi of Allah excused himself. We seen a bird. فَجَاءَتِ الْحُمَّرَةُ. It was a red color bird. مَعَهَا فَرْخَان. This bird had its nestlings with her. And then the mother went somewhere. فَأَخَذْنَا فَرْخَيْهَا. We took the nestlings, the birds, and we were playing with it. In due time, the Nabi of Allah returned and this bird came. And this bird was now in anxiety, searching for its little ones. فَجَعَلَتْ تَفْرِشْ. And it started flapping its wings. The Nabi of Allah sensed that this bird was uncomfortable. Nabi alayhi salam said, مَنْ فَجَّعَ هَذِهِ بِوَلَدِهَا. Who has disturbed this mother regarding her little ones? رُدُّوا وَلَدَهَا إِلَيْهَا. Bring those little nestlings and return it back to this mother. Sahaba says, we travel further. The Nabi of Allah then excused himself. We seen an ant hill, we burnt it. When the Nabi of Allah came back, he said, مَنْ حَرَّقَ هَذِهِ. Who caused pain to these innocent ants? This is not the message with which I have come. My message is kindness to the animal kingdom also. The Nabi of Allah sees one man, he puts his foot on the animal and he's about to slaughter. And while he's slaughtering, before he slaughters, he's sharpening the knife. وَهِيَ تَلْحَذُ إِلَيْهِ بِبَصَرِهَا. And the sheep is looking at the knife. The Nabi of Allah looks at it and he says, تُرِيدُ أَن تُمِيتَهَا مَوْتَات. How many times do you want to kill this animal? How many times are you killing? Couldn't you sharpen the knife before putting the animal down? وَلْيُحِدَّ أَحَدُكُمْ شَفْرَتَهُ. Sharpen your knife, comfort the animal, and then slaughter in the name of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam seen one person, he was a butcher, he wanted to slaughter the knife. He wanted to slaughter the sheep. The sheep escaped, it came running to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as the Nabi of Allah was a Nabi unto man, his Nabuwat extended beyond that, and his Nabuwat went including also the animal kingdom. Study the final Hajj of Nabi alayhi salam, Hajjatul Wada, his final khutbah before leaving this world. At this juncture where the Nabi of Allah slaughtered 63 camels in relation to his Mubarak age of 63 years. And camels, we know, are not slaughtered. It's quite a strenuous effort. Actually, piercing takes place. That is Nahar. فَإِذَا وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا. The spear is struck here on this part of the camel. The camels are lined up, one leg tied up, and then the name of Allah is taken and a spear. Those of us that have been for Hajj perhaps have observed this. So 63 camels the Nabi of Allah slaughtered. The riwayat suggests that the camels came running to Nabi alayhi salam that I be the first to be slaughtered at your hands. So the sheep came running to Nabi alayhi salam complaining, and presenting itself. The Nabi of Allah then pet the sheep and said, Isbiri li amrillah. O sheep, you make sabr on the choice of Allah in your favor. Allah's decision is, وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. We have made the animal kingdom subservient to man. Some you ride on their backs, some the milk you drink, some you slaughter and you eat. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Will you not be grateful? Then the Nabi of Allah told this man, وَأَمَّا أَنْتَ يَا جَزَّارَ فَسُقْهَا إِلَى الْمَوْتِ سَوْقًا رَقِيقًا. Drive this animal politely to its death. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu seen one man being very harsh with the animal. Sayyidina Umar told this man, قُدْهَا إِلَى الْمَوْتِ قُودًا جَمِيلًا. Be more polite when you're handling animals. One person came to Nabi alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, I'm about to slaughter the sheep and then I just feel sorry for this animal. The Nabi of Allah said, إِنْ رَحِمْتَهَا رَحِمَكَ اللَّهِ. You have mercy on it, Allah will have mercy on you. Of course, the element of kindness will not mean that you stop slaughtering, but you apply and you comply to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the aspect of slaughtering. In Tanbih al-Ghafilin, there is a riwayat. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah, بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ اتَّخَذْتَنِي السَّفِيَّةِ. Oh Allah, while I enjoy that you have endowed me with prophethood and you have made me kaleem, but can I ask you, Allah, for what reason have you selected me over the remaining of your creation? Oh Allah, on what grounds did you endow me with this favor? Allah says, كُنْتَ تَرْعَى الْغَنَمْ لِشُعَيْبَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Oh Musa, one day you were taking the sheep for grazing of your father-in-law Shu'ayb alayhi salam, and one sheep escaped from you and you ran behind this animal and you got tired, the animal got tired, after all it's an animal. Finally, when you got hold of this animal and I was observing your gentle interaction with one inferior creation of mine, then you drew that animal close to you, you hugged the animal, and then you told this innocent sheep, أَتَعَبْتِنِي وَأَتَعَبْتِ نَفْسَكَ. Oh sheep, you've tired yourself, you've tired me. فَبِرَحْمَتِكَ عَلَى خَلْقِي. Oh Musa, when I seen you have so much sympathy for an animal, I said, this is the man that will have sympathy for insan. I have now endowed you in nistafaytuka ala nas birisalati wa bikalami. This was the factor that motivated me and I inspired you with prophethood. So the Nabi of Allah says, even kindness to animals. Will you hidda ahadukum shafratahu, sharpen your knife, will you rih dhabihatahu. Hence brothers, in every aspect Islam advocates kindness. Take it as far as insan is concerned. There was a woman, the riwayat comes in Muslim Sharif, she was mentally retarded. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, kana fi aqliha shay. There was some defect in her intelligence. She one day comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Thalathun man kunna fihi. That person who has three qualities. Nasharallahu alayhi kanafahu. Wa adkhalahu jannatahu. Allah will deal with this person very kind. In a very kind way. And Allah will spread His exclusive favors on this person. Rifqun bidda'if. Kindness to the weak, to the less privileged, to the less fortunate, to those that are perhaps handicapped, physically disabled, those in society who don't have much recognition, those that will embrace them, Allah will embrace those people. This woman was mentally retarded. She came to Nabi alayhi salam. She said, I want to talk to you and I need you to do me a favor. Inna li ilayka haja. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ya umme fulan, O the mother of so and so, unzuri ayya sikaki shi'ti. Tell me, O my sister, the time, the venue and the place that is suitable for you, I will be there to do what you want me to do. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting. Someone knocks on the door. The riwayat is in Tirmizi Sharif. Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha is present. Nabi alayhi salam asks, who's it at the door? So the answer is given, it's so and so. Nabi alayhi salam said, bi'sa akhul ashira. Very evil man that is. Anyway, let him come inside. Let him come inside. It's a very evil man of his tribe. Let him come inside. He comes inside. The Nabi of Allah lana lahul qawl. Very polite, come inside, how you keeping? Can I get you something? Aisha radiallahu anha said, I'm sitting and observing. The Nabi of Allah makes a remark, very evil man, and then he humbles himself, very, very modestly, he interacts with the man. When the man excused and went away, Aisha radiallahu anha said, O Nabi of Allah, you said he's an evil man, yet when you walk in, he walked in, you displayed such kindness. The Nabi of Allah said, the worst man is one who stops speaking politely to someone because of his bad habits. He is evil, but more evil than him is the one that terminates relation with him. One Yahud came to Nabi alayhi salam and said, Assalamu alaik. Not Assalamu alaik, Assalamu alaik. Which means may death come upon you instantly and quickly. Aisha radiallahu anha said, I got so upset and I told that person a mouthful. The Nabi of Allah helped me and said, be polite, Aisha. Allah loves politeness on all instances. Aisha, be polite. Allah loves politeness. Brothers, in every aspect, Tufail ibn Amr Dawsi, sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam. Ya Rasulullah, inna dawsan qad asat wa abat fad'ullaha alayhim. O Nabi of Allah, this nation of those, they have violated the orders of Allah. They have transgressed the limits of Allah. Why don't you invoke your curse on them? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Allahumma hdi dawsan wa ati bihim. O Allah, guide this nation and bring them here as believers. He says, O Nabi of Allah, I'm not saying making dua for them. I am asking you, curse them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O Allah, blow the winds of hidayat on that nation and bring them. He said, the third time I said, O Nabi of Allah, curse. Nabi Alayhi Wasallam said, Inni lam ub'at la'ana. My Allah hasn't taught me how to curse. My Allah has taught me how to make dua. Wa innama bu'ithtu rahma. I have been sent as a mercy unto mankind. In fact, under the commentary of this ayat, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Once Sayyidina Umar had an argument with a kafir. And he told Hazrat Umar some harsh words. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu told him harsh words. It was on the verge of a fight and an argument, and two tribes were going to come at war. Allah revealed the verse. Imam Qurtubi says this was the shani nuzul of this ayat. That command my servants to be polite in their speech, even if it means with the kuffar. Because harshness of speech will get you nowhere in life. Harshness of speech, abruptness. Imagine, brother, let us introspect for a moment. The Quran says, O Nabi of Allah, if you were harsh, your sahaba wouldn't have gathered around you. You and I devoid of piety, of taqwa, of morals and values, and then devoid of gentleness and softness, how will people come to this beautiful Islam? Wallahi, it is a beauty by its nature, we have to present it. مَا خَفَّفْتَ عَنْ خَادِمِكَ كَانَ لَكَ أَجْرًا فِي مَوَازِينِكَ. The Nabi of Allah says, kindness towards your slaves, towards the weak, and kindness towards your slaves. If you will reduce the work of your employee, and you will reduce the task and the burden of those that are under your employment, this will be considered as charity on your part. And this will be weighed on your scales on the day of Qiyamah. One person says, the riwayat comes in Bukhari, I met Abu Zar radiallahu anhu at a place called Rabza. And I seen him dressed very beautifully. And I seen that him and slave both were dressed in the same garment. No differentiation between master and slave. I asked him, Abu Zar, what is this? Are you demoted or is he promoted? So he says, no, inni ayyartuhu bi ummihi. One day I referred to him in a very derogatory way. And then the Nabi of Allah told me, inna kamru'un fika jahiliya. Abu Zar, you have accepted Islam, but I still get the odor of ignorance coming from you. Abu Zar, you have accepted Islam, but I still get the odor of ignorance. From that day I resolved, today this man will eat like what I eat. He will dress like how I dress. In fact, the Nabi of Allah had shown kindness to such an extent, brothers. One day Sayyidina Muaz radiallahu anhu was leading the congregation in Salam. And he read a fairly lengthy rakat. And one sahabi broke away. And then he came to Nabi alayhi salam and he says, you know, with utmost respect, Muaz had lengthened the namaz. Nabi alayhi salam called Muaz and he said, Afattanun anta ya Muaz? Afattanun anta ya Muaz? Afattanun anta ya Muaz? Muaz, are you dividing my ummah? Are you splitting the ummah? I have one request to you and all the imams till the day of Qiyamah. When any one of you takes the musalla, فَإِذَا صَلَّى أَحَدُكُمْ بِالنَّاسِ, and you become the leader of my ummah, فَإِنَّ فِيهِمْ الضَّعِيفُ وَالسَّقِيمُ وَالْكَبِيرُ. Please take into cognizance, there will be some of my followers that are aged. There will be some of my followers that are weak. There will be some of my followers that are not strong enough to stand for lengthy rakats. Hence, when you become the imam, read in moderation, and when you perform yourself, lengthen as much as you wish. The Nabi of Allah said, مَا أَكْرَمَ شَابٌ شَيْخًا مِنْ أَجْلِ سِنِّهِ. Whenever any young boy will respect an elderly man because of his elderly age. This man is elder than me. He's old. Just respecting him because of his age. When this young boy will mature, Allah will make divine arrangements for the youth of that time to respect that man. So brothers, this is وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And be kind, verily Allah loves those that are kind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ امْرَأً سَمْحًا إِذَا بَاعَ وَإِذَا اشْتَرَى وَإِذَا اقْتَضَى. Oh Allah, you shower your exclusive mercy. Oh Allah, you shower your choicest blessings on that man who is soft and gentle in his dealings. إِذَا بَاعَ, when he sells an item, إِذَا اشْتَرَى, when he purchases an item, إِذَا اقْتَضَى, when he demands his due. In other words, you have to ask. The interaction naturally is not a very polite interaction when you have to come to a man's house and you have to ask him for your money. It's not a wonderful interaction. But the Nabi of Allah has made dua in the riwayat of Bukhari. Allah, you shower your mercy on that man who can be polite in his dealings. When he purchases an item, when he sells an item, and when he has to demand his due also. If he interacts with politeness, with gentleness, with tenderness, the Nabi of Allah has made dua. Brothers, in every aspect of our life, we have to bring this quality. The Nabi of Allah said, if kindness is snatched away from a person, then he is deprived of good. And if kindness is brought in, it will enhance the quality. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam sent Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, interaction with children. Allahu Akbar. One day the Nabi of Allah is sitting, the Nabi of Allah is in the masjid. One person comes and is performing salah. This is after the prohibition had come of communicating in salah. And while performing salah, someone sneezes. So this person politely says, Yarhamukallah. So he says, after I said, Yarhamukallah, Ramanil Qawmu bi Absarihim. I seen the whole congregation staring at me with big eyes. So I looked at them and I said, Masha'anukum tanduruna ilayya. Why are you looking at me? The man said, Alhamdulillah, he sneezed. I said, Yarhamukallah. So then they started hitting their hands. In other words, indicating silence, silence. I got the message, sakat to, I kept quiet. After namaz was over, the Nabi of Allah called me. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا كَهَرَنِي وَلَا ضَرَبَنِي وَلَا شَتَمَنِي فَمَا رَأَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ. I swear by Allah, he called me. Neither did he victimize me. Neither did he embarrass me. Neither did he disgrace me. Neither did he belittle me. He wasn't harsh. He wasn't abrupt. He wasn't aggressive. I haven't seen a tutor before him, nor after him, nobler than him. May my parents be sacrificed for his kind nature. He said, look here, this is salah, and in salah we don't speak. Brothers, this is the kind quality of Islam. Wallah, when the world has tried to defame Islam through the media, it is all the more we present this element of kindness and gentleness that was found in the Nabi of Allah in every aspect of his life, from the animal kingdom to the weak, to the sickly, to the aged in society. The Nabi of Allah displayed the element of kindness to one and all. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that he also inspire us with that quality, that a person could come in Masjid al-Nabawi, urinate there. Sahaba Ikram became emotional. The Nabi of Allah said, leave him now, leave him now. He is fulfilling a need of his. When he is over, the Nabi of Allah doesn't call him. The Nabi of Allah tells the other Sahaba, now you throw some water and cover the place. Then the Nabi of Allah calls him and tells him, this is the house of Allah. You should relieve yourself at a different place. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Brothers, the message is loud and clear. From all these ahadith that I have briefly quoted before you, kindness on every instance, the element of kindness will bring us closer to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala inspire us with this wonderful quality that we can also possess that soft heart. There is a lengthy riwayat where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam met with shaitan. And then the Nabi of Allah asked him, Kam a'da'uka min ummati? How many enemies do you have from amongst my followers? So shaitan said, I have 15 enemies and you are my first enemy. Imamun adilun, a just king, tajirun aminun, an honest businessman. And you know, the list continues. And then he said, mu'minun rahimul qalb, a believer who has a soft heart. Al-khalqu iyalullah wa ahabbul khalqi ilallahi man ahsana ila iyalihi. The entire creation is the family of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam says, brother, if someone is kind to my child, I will embrace him regardless of what the world says. Allah says the entire creation is the family of Allah. Ulaika yujzawna al-ghurfa. Allah says the highest abodes in Jannah. The rewind comes in Tirmidhi. Nabi alayhi salam says, Inna fil jannati la ghurafa. There is a palace in Jannah. Yura dhuhuruha min butuniha. Wa butunuha min dhuhuriha. Designed by Allah. The best of homes. Sahaba asked, for whom, O Nabi of Allah? Liman atab al kalam. Wa at'am al ta'am. Wa adam al siyam. Wa salla bil layli wa nasu niyam. That palace Allah has kept for the one that is polite in his speech. Brothers, study the occasion of the khutbah of nikah. When these two are getting married. Perhaps 10% of those ayat speak of husband and wife, 70% speak of it of taqwa, and a significant amount of those verses speak about being polite in your speech. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. You are going to take this woman in your nikah. She is coming into your relation. If both of you will have politeness in speech, tenderness in speech, inshallah this marriage will succeed. So brothers, these are pertinence. We start our life with these advices. لمن أطاب الكلام, the one who's polite in his speech. وأطعمت لمن أطاب الكلام وأدام الصيام, the one that fasts abundantly and feeds the creation of Allah. وَصَلَّى بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ, and communicates with Allah in the dead of night when the entire creation is sleeping. May Allah Ta'ala inspire us with the wisdom of what has been said and make us those that are soft and kind and tender in our approach. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.